Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. This is what we pray in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. As a previous chapel speaker mentioned last week, when someone has wronged us in some way and they are sorry about it, we shouldn't merely sweep it under the rug and say, oh, that's okay. But it is much better and harder to say the words, I forgive you. But how come this is such a hard thing to do? Do you ever remember a time where you actually withheld forgiveness? Sadly, I can remember such a time where I have. We were down at the field here playing flag football, and somebody came across the line and pushed me down into the ground, and I hurt my shoulder because of it. Shamefully, I remember thinking, I will not forgive that person for what he did to me. But he did come back to me and offer how sorry he was for what he did to me, and I forgave him. But still, that sinful attitude of, I will not forgive this person, remains. This story may not seem like a big deal in its context. Yes, it was a much bigger deal to me at the time, but the principle still remains. We humans sin on a daily basis, and we expect forgiveness on that daily basis as well, because God grants us forgiveness. But forgiveness is a two-way street. God tells us that just as we have been forgiven, we must also forgive others. This can be hard for us sometimes. Today we're going to read from Matthew chapter 18, where Jesus, the master forgiver, teaches his disciples and us this important lesson. Read Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry, and delivered him to the torturers, till he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Perhaps Peter thought he was being generous when he said up to seven times, but his question was wrong. Jesus' answer reflects that by saying 70 times seven. It's an answer that implies unlimited amounts. Jesus responds with a parable. It's sometimes called the parable of the unforgiving servant. This servant owed his master 10,000 talents. Now, 10,000 of anything is a lot, but it's not $10,000. It's said that a talent is roughly worth 20 years' wage. So imagine that, 10,000, 20 years' wages. Then today it'd be roughly around $3 to $4 billion. And this same servant was owed 100 denarii, which is a mere fraction of just one talent. The master was owed a lot, the servant was owed a little. But we can see ourselves in this parable. When it comes to owing a debt to God, our total is staggering, and yet our master is loving and has pity on us. Will we not in turn forgive a fellow servant who owes us? Matthew 6:14-15 says, For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Yet in the heat of the moment, it can be hard for us to forgive others, especially when we have been wronged. We may have that temptation to justify ourselves. We might say, I'm not going to forgive him. But this is a sinful attitude. How often do you hear people say that? I can just never forgive him for what he did. Let your imaginations run wild just for a second here. What is the worst thing possible that someone could do to you or your loved one? Okay, fill in that blank. Now be prepared to forgive that person for that terrible sin. No matter how wrong you've been, forgive that person. Are you having trouble? Think about Jesus. He did nothing wrong. He never needed to ask for forgiveness because he was perfect. Yet he let simple people kill him. He had the power to escape, and he suffered a torturous death on the cross to forgive us our sins. He died so that all your sins in your lifetime would be forgiven. Now God sees us, and he sees Christ's imputed righteousness because Christ forgave us. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. That's how God views your sins. And are we above forgiving our fellow man? Let us not act like the unforgiving servant, seeking mercy one minute and then desiring vengeance the next. But rather, let's follow Jesus' example of when we are wronged, we are quick to offer forgiveness. If you are wronged, don't hang it over somebody else's head, but offer forgiveness, just like you have been forgiven. Let us remember the words of the Apostle Paul, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you have forgiven us our sins. Help us to forgive others. Amen. We will conclude chapel this morning by singing hymn 171, verses 3 and 4, and 11 and 12. 171, 3, 4, 11, and 12.